Hi, and welcome to the Crypto Vibes Podcast, your weekly recap of news, what's happened in the world of crypto, and what we like to think of as future web. We aggregate news throughout the week to provide a condensed version. It's definitely not all the news for the week, but everything we do cite is available on our website at cryptopodcast.xyz. This is year 2023, week 6, episode 44. We hope you've had a good week. I am your host, Neil Alonzo, and before we dive into everything, some disclosures. We are not financial advisors, wealth managers, lawyers, brokers, or CPAs. Nothing in this podcast should be construed as investment advice. And to open up with our thoughts for the week, Disney had a big week with Bob Iger strategically avoiding the proxy fight, and OpenAI is definitely continuing to be the talk of the town, the talk of all things tech. But Microsoft and them working together on their search, what's the correlation between Disney, OpenAI, and Microsoft? We think, and this is a potential, that OpenAI could be Microsoft's version of Pixar to really help Microsoft get back in there with the search game. Which, in step to kick off our headlines, Google announces plans to use chatbot in search. Did you really think they were going to sleep on this? Chances are they've been working on things for quite some time. We don't think this is a game of catch-up quite as much as others might be writing about it. In some really big and interesting news, Kraken agreed to shutter U.S. crypto staking operations to settle SEC charges per the source. This was a Coindesk.com article. But Coindesk also has another article that's titled, Coinbase's CEO cites rumors the SEC may ban crypto staking for retail customers. In a quote, I hope that's not the case as I believe it would be a terrible path for the U.S. if that was allowed to happen, Brian Armstrong tweeted Wednesday. Again, this is a rumor currently, but just the thought and chatter about that, I mean, Ethereum just moved to proof of stake. So if stake an issue for retail customers, where does that leave things, right? There are a lot of others in the proof of stake game that need to be concerned about this if it actually was to gain traction. Now, proof of work is what Bitcoin uses, as do many others. But there's been a lot of argument, debate about proof of stake and its benefits. So with regulation stepping in, it might end up making the debate null and void. But again, this is speculation and rumors. But it's clearly enough to make it to the news and media. In more legal information, this headline, NFTs are not art. Judge sides with fashion giant Hermes in Meta Birkin's case. For those of you who may not know what a Birkin bag is, it's kind of a big deal in the space of fashion and bags. But it does help set a legal precedent with what the judge has sided with in regards to trademark infringement, trademark dilution, and cyber squatting. In another headline, Binance to suspend US dollar bank transfers. This started on February 8th and is working hard to restart this as soon as possible, a Binance spokesperson told The Information. The crypto exchange says only 0.01% of its traders make use of USD bank transfers. The Binance representative said all other methods of buying and selling crypto on the exchange will remain unaffected, including deposits and withdrawals for euros. Binance users will also be able to continue buying and selling crypto with credit cards, Google Pay, Apple Pay, and on the Binance peer-to-peer marketplace, the spokesperson said. In another headline, a firm cuts 19% of staff and pulls the plug on crypto service. This is an article on theinformation.com. Now, you can speculate as to why they might have pulled the crypto service, but you should dive in and do your own due diligence. In a very interesting article titled, Here's Why Artificial Intelligence-Focused Cryptocurrencies Are Vastly Outperforming Bitcoin, the short read on this, the TLDR, if you will, the byline says, tokens utilizing AI technology have been on a tear in the past months. Some are sold on the hype, while some remain wary. Again, we can't say this enough. This is not investment advice, but we have to say it's definitely cowboy playing time when you're doing stuff that doesn't have a big enough track record. And yeah, this is very interesting. So dive into that article at Coindesk.com. In a great article we read at Retail Brew, it's titled Inside Starbucks Odyssey. The coffee giant's Web3 loyalty program created buzz in both retail and Web3 circles. But what exactly is the experience like? We highly suggest if you want to dive into more. I'm of the belief it's important for big brands to really try to adopt certain new technologies and the way communities are surrounding them, and ultimately how they will utilize technology to interact and engage with their consumers. So we're definitely going to keep an eye on what's happening, especially with Starbucks program, because it's going to be very interesting, some of the case studies that'll come from that. Another headline, new NFT lets Rihanna fans make money from her music as Linkin Park team up with Web3 artist. Ahead of a long-awaited halftime show at the Super Bowl, Rihanna released 300 NFTs costing $210 each, and they had the potential to be a nice little earner for lucky holders, according to the article. Each collectible grants 0.0033% of the streaming royalties to her 2015 hit, Bitch Better Have My Money. Now, that's just my way of saying it, right? And overall, a 0.99% slice of the pie was up for grabs. Now, of course, the NFTs sold out in a matter of minutes. But it is a really cool way to interact with your fans, and we only see more of this happening in the future. But where's the SEC going to come in on this one? Because if you're investing in this, it's going to be very interesting. Linkin Park also has done something within the NFT space, releasing a brand new music video that was directed by an NFT creator as People Pleaser for the song Lost. Fortune released an article, the new 476-page Celsius network investigation details, all the red flags VCs and pension plans missed. Ooh, that's a rough one. I mean, yeah, that's a pretty gnarly headline. But we have a link to that content and that 476-page report in our show notes. Another article. Fluke or sign of life? CryptoPunk and Bored Ape both sell for $1 million as NFT values rally. In the byline, the average price of collectible non-fungible tokens is soaring as our sales. Is a new beginning in sight? I mean, everybody's waiting for what is being called an NFT fad to stop. There's been highs and lows with the market of NFTs, as there have been with all things crypto, as there have been with all things the market. We are definitely of the belief that the signal of adoption, and it's so early, NFTs are only going to continue growing. They're just going to start taking on deeper meaning, deeper value. Again, not investment advice. In a headline, ex-Coinbase manager pleads guilty to insider trading in landmark case. Yeah, this is kind of a landmark case. Check it out on coinmarketcap.com. For fans of HBAR, I'm sure they're pretty happy about this headline. Dell joins Hedera Governing Council to explore developing decentralized applications. The council that runs the Hedera public ledger now has up to 39 members, each of which run a node on the network. And with news like this, HBAR's token spiked a little bit. In the article, it cites specifically Dell will explore developing applications on the Hedera network for decentralized environments, such as edge computing. It's definitely nice to hear positive news and adoption news instead of just negative news, right? The last bit of news this week is an article titled, Let Section 230 Stay. In reading an excerpt from the article, social media platforms are publishers, not originators of content, and as such have long been considered immune from liability according to Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. But what if it gets changed? What if there is liability? So if somebody were to defame you on Twitter, you can sue that person. But what if you can sue Elon Musk now because of that? I'm sure that'll sound great to certain people who want to go after and do legal cases like that to make revenue. But it's definitely going to call into question the whole ecosystem of how we have platforms, especially social media platforms or anywhere there's social dynamic happening. Would the same hold true with a DAO? What about when you're talking about a DAO on places like Discord? There's definitely a lot of ambiguity happening in crypto and all things future web, but when we are starting to look back at some of the things that have already had rules and regulations and now we're going to change those, it's definitely going to have an effect on everything that's also coming out. Well, that's it for this week. Everything we cited is available at cryptopodcast.xyz. If you found value in what we're doing, please share it with others. Who doesn't like to share value? We'd like to thank Good Soup Music for that intro and outro song. This show is produced by Vocal Visual. We are cautiously optimistic and hopefully pessimistic on crypto. Have a great weekend. And whoever you're rooting for with the Super Bowl.